Hey, Labor Day weekend, no matter where you are, it is the single best thing to do all weekend is listen to the Top 500.
Last year, didn't we have a fellow from Perry Sound who stayed up for the entire Top 500, said he was going to pull like 3 days of no sleep? Yeah, he didn't quite go the 3 days, did he?
No.
But men rarely do.
Yeah, that's right, Sarah. I can't last 3 days.
We're ready to ride the cyclone here at Rock 95 Day. I, Sarah Beer, and the bravest morning show member, Tim and Al, chickens. Oh, and the pendulum begins. What do you think, guys? Oh, my God.
It's way too high.
It's way too high. Oh, I hate you, Tim and Al. Oh, that ride is unreal.
A beautiful day on the way, sunshine, a high of 21. Good morning, it's 8:29. I'm Sarah Beer. Star 107.5 News is next.
Please.
In the news, more than 1,000 police officers from across Canada lined two city blocks of Barrie yesterday for the funeral of South Simcoe Police Constable Alan Kuzmich. Fellow officers carried his flag-draped coffin. Ontario Premier Ernie Eves was among the onlookers. More than 500 people crowded into the Collier Street United Church. Lance Bass reported to NASA in Cape Canaveral, Florida yesterday to start training for his Russian space mission. Of course, it's still up in the air. Will he go? Will he not go? We're really hoping that he will go.
Somebody just strap a rocket to his back and send him off.
Please light the flame. And the Queen of England is fuming mad over the disloyalty of the royal bodyguard Ken Wharf. He's written a new book about Princess Di, and he's urged Princes William and Harry to read it, saying they'll discover the truth about their mother. The horror. That's it for entertainment tonight, this morning on Rock 95.